Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, August 14th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results, and that inspires and motivates them to take positive action to make their dreams a reality. You know, William Faulkner said, "Always dream and shoot higher than you know you can do. Don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself." And I always say, let's put an end to the CIC syndrome. Stop your comparison inferiority complex. Go for your own gold. We have a fantastic show for you today. Our guests are two unstoppable women who are living their dreams as winners of the Miss and Mrs. U.S. Beauties pageant. Unlike other beauty contests, this pageant celebrates the success of the modern women. They have a story to tell. And the pageant gives them the avenue to share that story. Our first guest is Miss U.S. Beauties national winner. Her name is Ashley Kelugar. And Ashley, if I mangled your name, help me when we start the interview. Ashley is 22 years old, and she graduates from ONU in February 2011 with a Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice with a pre-law concentration and Geography GIS minor. She's a member of the Zeta Tau Alpha Delta Theta chapter, Gamma Theta Upsilon honorary for Geography, Alpha Pi Sigma honorary for Criminal Justice, and had an internship in Washington, D.C. with the Washington Center from next month through November of this year. I was privileged to be a member of the judges panel for the final segment of the pageant, and I can attest to the accomplishment of this woman. Let's begin our interview with Miss U.S. Beauty's national winner, Ashley, who intends to be a successful attorney and then a judge. Her life's ambition is to be a role model and leader in her community, and one of her hobbies is working on a car. This is a well-rounded individual. Welcome, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm thrilled to have you here as my guest today.
I'm so excited to be here.
You're really an unstoppable woman.
Oh, well, I'm honored to hear you say that. It was great to have you as part of our judges panel, and it's wonderful to hear you say all the fantastic things about me. I'm really glad that you feel that way, and I hope that in my future I can prove you to be correct.
Oh, you've already proved me to be correct by just your academic honors and all of the things that you have done. And with this kind of background, I'm just curious, what made you enter a contest, a pageant like this?
Well, the first pageant I ever entered, I was 18, and I actually received a flyer in the mail and thought, well, this would be something different, something that I never tried, and I really enjoy trying new things. I would actually consider that a hobby. In and of itself. So I competed for the first time when I was 18, and I fell in love with just being able to network with such a large group of people. They are all involved in numerous different academic fields, numerous organizations, and it was just a great way to meet people, become involved in other organizations, and really learn about what I love about myself as well.
That's fantastic. Now, when I first read your information about who you are, one of the things I noticed is that you had a quotation yourself about what made you a success. You said that Pablo Picasso once said, "Action is the foundational key to all success." And you really agree with that. And you spoke a little bit about determination and persistence in achieving success. Can you tell me a little bit about how your determination and persistence has helped you in some of your endeavors?
Well, as you would be familiar with in my bio, I mentioned how at first when I graduated high school, I didn't feel as though I was 100% prepared for what my college expectations were going to be. And when I went to college, it definitely was something completely brand new. My college is extremely demanding academically. And it took me a while to really be able to balance all of the subjects that I was taking and, being away from home. And I really thought of myself as always being a straight-A student, so getting a B in the class, I was very disappointed in myself. So, you know, my persistence and being as driven as I am and as motivated to do well and succeed, it really helped me establish myself academically. And I, as you mentioned before, I'm a member of two different honoraries, one for my major and one for my minor, and they were huge milestones in my academic career.
Yes, I can see that. However, you mentioned something here in your What Makes You a Success that is something that I myself also use as a technique for success. You said something about writing an action plan, which is pretty much as a coach and a speaker and a mentor, that is what I encourage everyone to do in order to find themselves and live their dreams. First of all, you can't find yourself and live your dreams or be happy if you don't even know where you're going, right? You need to create a plan to make that happen. It says that you write it on a dry erase board. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I actually keep a dry erase board above my desk. It's a medium-sized dry erase board. I write my homework assignments on it, so you know I'm constantly reminded what to do during the week or during the month. And most of all, I use it not only to remember academic things, but also to see, like, for instance, my dry erase board right now. It said, you know, schedule appearances, meet, you know, new people to help other organizations, call so-and-so back, and study for the LSAT, take the LSAT in October, because my ultimate goal is to get accepted into law school in this coming winter, spring. So the only way that I remember and constantly tell myself how to do well and how to succeed is by looking at my action plan, checking those things off the list so I continue to move forward and progress in my plan for the future.
That is always the best route to take. I actually right now I'm looking at a dry erase board myself that has my plan of action for my other business, budgetpreneur.com, where I help entrepreneurs who are on a budget with free tools and resources. And I find, and I agree with you, I find that if you take the ideas that you have in your head of where you want to be, what your dream is, and you put that idea on a dry erase board, you have it in front of you all the time, and as new ideas spring forth, you can add it or remove it easily, you know, to make the changes that might reveal themselves that you need to execute in order to reach that dream. So I'm completely with you on that. Now, you have so many dreams and so many different aspirations that I'd like to talk about a couple of other ones, because you said that you would like to be a judge someday. And I thought, why that? That's a huge dream.
It most definitely is, and I thank my mom for always telling me that you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. You just have to work hard and get there. No dream's too big, and I definitely say it's a big dream to have, but I hope that I achieve it someday. Now, I feel that I'm on the right path, slowly moving in that direction, you know, going to law school, becoming an established attorney, and hopefully holding a judgeship someday. I think I've always been drawn to the career of criminal justice, especially in the legal sense of it, becoming an attorney particularly. And I've learned over the years that judges have so much ability to make a difference, as do attorneys. And there are many changes in the world that need to take place, and I believe that I could make a difference in the world, and my academic success and hopefully my knowledge and the wisdom that I continue to collect over the next few years of my academic career, that I could help establish and make a difference. And yes, I guess you're right. I guess it is a big dream to have.
It's a huge dream, and it's an ambitious dream, but that is how you find yourself and live your dreams, so that you can be happy. If you don't have a plan and have somewhere to write that plan and have that plan in front of you and make the dream big, 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 what is called a BHAG. Have you heard that term before?
No, I actually never have.
Well, it's a term. BHAG means big, hairy, audacious goal. And in coaching
circles, like that a lot.
That's one of the things that we recommend. If you have a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal, then it gives you something really huge to reach for. And
that's very true.
When you have that BHAG, usually you'll, even if you miss the exact goal, it was so big anyway that your achievements are huge. But I can see where wanting to become a judge is really good and ties back to the other ambitions that you have, like being a leader within your community.
Definitely. I think it's important that people within the community step up and help the community evolve. It's important that the community has a voice, because the only way that you can achieve difference is by speaking and speaking about what the changes that you need and or the changes that you would like to see. And every community deserves a voice. And one day when I settle down in the near future, I would love to be the voice of my community and maybe even of a larger geographic area as well.
Speaking of larger geographic areas, I'm looking here at your community involvement, and I see something about the Saudi Arabian prison management. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Saudi Arabian Prison Management Certificate Program, it is a mouthful, is a program that was started at Ohio Northern University a few years ago. And basically the program works with the equivalent of a police officer and above of Saudi Arabians, and they come over and they learn English and learn about our criminal justice system and our prison management systems and how we organize our prisons and jails and et cetera. And I worked as an English teacher. I helped with their communication skills, their writing skills in particular. And I also tutored them if they had questions with their homework, whether it be vocabulary or a paragraph that they had to write. I was also available for that.
Can you give me an example of one thing you learned from that experience that was a surprise for you?
I think the biggest surprise to me was how similar they were to us. Regardless of whether they could speak the same language, they communicated very effectively, you know, whether it be describing an object that they weren't exactly sure what the term was for it. The way that they learn is exactly the same as us. I think it was very shocking not only to tutors like myself, but to other students in the Ohio Northern community, as well as the professors, I'm sure, how easily they became integrated into our school. I mean, we pride ourselves on the amount of different ethnic groups and different countries that are represented at our university, and we really make it easy for them to become, you know, integrated as one, as anyone else would be at our university, regardless of, you know, where you came from. And I think that was my biggest shock, was how well they instantly connected to our culture and the different changes that we, you know, have compared to their own country.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I have another thing I find of interest, and I'm sure that our listeners will as well, is this upcoming, starting next month, where you will be doing an internship in Washington, D.C. with the Washington Center. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be and what is the internship about?
Well, the Washington Center is an organization that works with universities across the country to help offer internships in various different like educational sections. There's programs for teachers, programs for accountants and aspiring attorneys, aspiring law enforcement, etc. And our liaison on campus always talks about how invaluable the education as well as the work experience was at the Washington Center. So I decided to do it and was granted a position with a law firm doing criminal defense work very close to the Capitol. I'll be taking two classes there while I'm working. I'm extremely excited because this is the first step towards my ultimate goal of going to law school. So I'm thrilled. The law firm that I'm working with is very excited to have me. They take two interns a semester, so I'm very honored that I'm lucky to be one of them to have that internship.
You are an unstoppable woman. I am not kidding. Because in addition to everything else that I've already discussed with Ashley, she also has a hobby of working on her car. How in the world
did you get
involved with doing that?
I like to learn new things, as I said before, and when I was growing up, I always learned that it's important that women especially learn to be independent in certain ways. So I taught myself how to change a tire and taught myself how to change the oil and do basic maintenance, and a few of my friends worked for different places as mechanics and stuff like that. So I had a great group of teachers, and now I can fix axle seals, and I actually had my drive shaft break on me a few weeks ago, and I replaced that. So I'm becoming quite good at it, and I think it's great that, you know, women in particular learn something that they may have to do on their own in an emergency, and I think it's great that guys also learn it, because you never know when your car will break down, and if you can fix it, all the better.
All the better. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I'm stunned. You are truly an amazing young lady, and only 22, and having this incredibly rich background. Do you have siblings?
I have one younger brother.
That is wonderful. And your mom, is she an attorney?
No, actually my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She actually recently went back to school. Her and my father are going through a pretty rough divorce, so she decided that she was going to go back to school. And I'm so tremendously proud of her. She graduated with her esthetician certificate. And she came home and was just like me, pinning her A-plus papers and her A-plus exams on the refrigerator. And I can't even express to you how ultimately impressed I am of my mom to go back to school at nearly 50.
Wow. So this whole foundation of striving for, having a dream, reaching for more than what you have, being an unstoppable woman is what, part of your DNA, Ashley? Is that it?
I actually might have to say it might be in my genes. My mom is my hero and one of my biggest role models, and I will be so proud if I can be like her someday and impress my kids just like she's impressed me throughout my childhood, not just recently. And if I can give my kids the motivation and determination that she has passed on to me, I would be the luckiest person in the world.
You are truly amazing. Now, let me ask you a little bit about, since you've won the crown, since you became the winner of the Miss U.S. Beauties National, what are some of the work that you've done in that regard as the holder of the crown?
Well, I've spoken with several agencies over the past month. It's been a little over a month, actually, since National Pageant Weekend. I am proud to say that I have a hospital appearance with one of my sponsors that sponsored me at the state level, actually. Coming up in a few weeks, I am going to be attending a golf outing at the end of the month that's going to benefit Children's Hospital. And I've been invited to participate in a Dancing with the Stars gala that's going to be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it is a benefit for cystic fibrosis.
Why am I not surprised? And where do you find the time to fit in all these activities, Ashley?
I have really great time management skills. You really learn to appreciate 24 hours, and you make do with what you have, because there is no day where there's 25 hours for any more than 24. So I've learned that list making and to-do lists and my dry erase board are essential to my lifestyle.
Absolutely. You would have to have really great time management skills. Do you have any new dreams that you haven't yet spoken about? New aspirations?
Well, I'm hoping my newest aspiration is to get into the law school that I really want to get into and get accepted into the program that I really want to get accepted to. And most of all, I want to graduate in, you know, the top of my class or very close to the top of my class. I would say those are probably the newest additions to my goal list.
And what would you say to a young lady? I mean, you are a young lady. You're only 22, and listeners would probably be astounded by your accomplishments at only 22. And I myself, I'm finding myself almost speechless, because somehow you find the time to do all of these things and be able to give back to your community as well. You say
I try to stay well-rounded and involve myself in many different aspects of life. I really can't see myself being one of those one-track people. I really like exciting new things. I like meeting new people and making a difference. And I make the time because I love it, and it's something that I'm passionate about. And it makes my life the exciting life that I live, and I couldn't be happier. And I really believe that, you know, ultimately happiness is what makes a life great. And you need to find that. Like you said, be happy, and that's what living life is all about, is finding a way, finding the things that make you happy.
What do you do for fun? All of these accomplishments are all work. What do you do for fun?
Well, I guess I don't really see this work. I would definitely say that all the activities that I participate in, it's fun. One of my favorite activities, though, is definitely taking my Jeep four-wheeling, like back in the woods and rock climbing and stuff like that. My car is a Jeep. That's the car that I work on. Has a lot of modifications on it to make it capable off-road, and it's probably one of those extreme sports that I enjoy the most.
Wow. So there you have it, folks. That's our guest for today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was great being here.
You are truly an unstoppable woman, and you embody what this show is all about. You embody...
Thank you.
Finding yourself, living your dreams, and being happy. I want to thank you for the wonderful interview, Ashley.
Oh,
and
thank you
I
very
want
much for having me.
Everyone for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I would like to continue to hear about your accomplishments, Ashley. Do you have a website or anything like that you'd like to share with
yes,
the listeners?
Yes, I do. You can log on to the National U.S. Beauty Pageant website, and all of my appearance information, contact information, if there are any appearances across the country that someone would be interested in me attending, all that information is provided on our national website. So look me up and, you know, watch out. Maybe I'll be in your town sometime and definitely come check out the great things that we'll be doing.
Can you please repeat the website address for our listeners?
It's www.usbeautypageants.com.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ashley.
Thank you,
you
very much.
You are an unstoppable woman and an inspiration.
Thank you.
Our next show will feature Lillian Lambert, author of The Road to Someplace Better, From the Segregated South to Harvard Business School and Beyond. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with these words from last month's guest, Ralph Marston. You can transform your world in an instant by the way you choose to see it. You can change problems into opportunities, anxiety into enthusiasm, and despair into determination. The quality of what you see depends on the perspective from which you see it, and that perspective is entirely up to you. You can find yourself, live your dreams, and be happy. Remember to tune in next month. In the meantime, visit me online at www.yvonnefbrown.com and use the contact page to share what other topics you would like the show to cover. In addition, I encourage you to visit blogtalkradio.com and share with us your comments about today's show. Thank you very much, Ashley. And have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com. YvonneFBrown.com to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.